This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley. Willer will be here any moment, I got to believe.
Timbers. Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, good stuff today.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, that's a compliment.
You missed the knockout.
Off and on.
You missed the knockout.
Did you knock him out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I heard first, and, you know, I had something today at home, so I had to go out and, you know, do my show prep elsewhere.
Okay.
And so I tuned in at about 10:20. And you were defending yourself, Steiny, over accusations that you put Guru in the corner. And I didn't, you know, nobody puts Guru in the corner. Yeah. And I actually didn't hear how you put him in the corner, but 10:20, it's like, man, this thing's, it's hot, it's spicy.
Our P1, Zucci, said he felt like I was putting him in a corner, and I didn't mean to. Yeah. I had a simple question.
Yeah.
And you didn't give your answer, and I gave mine. And, of course, you critique mine, and I couldn't do the same because you wouldn't give a definitive answer.
I said I don't like weather. Yeah.
But Banyas just texted me that last blow-up we had, 10-8 round goo. Yeah, he just
that was your blow-up.
I was in the green room, and all I could hear was you yelling. And this happens maybe once a week, and it's great. I love it. Yeah. It's entertaining. But when you're not in the room, all you hear is you. And it's
they're like, I don't like that. I didn't know it went out like that, but he did the same.
Okay. No, I didn't.
You went off on me because Willard, he thinks I'm the face of the internet.
Well,
so he takes it out on me and leaves it at my doorstep as if I was going to throw Anthony Edwards back to the ocean because they were going to lose twice in the Western Conference Finals. No, I tricked him, did the little okie doke Ali, and got mad at Ant because I've been holding on to this when they eliminated the Lakers and you took that victory lap, dog cussing everybody and just basically telling the world your stuff don't stink.
What's wrong with that?
It's too much.
Why?
Curry would never do it. Jordan wouldn't do it.
Well,
Bird
Jordan
would never do it.
Once again,
would totally
three of the best players in NBA history.
Jordan was still victory lapping in his Hall of Fame speech.
Like
he was
That was after.
And don't compare anyone to Steph because everyone's going to lose that battle, aren't they?
What do you call him? Obama? Mixed between Dibs, Obama.
And Gandhi.
Gandhi.
I mean,
Oganda. Whatever.
Gombama.
Good to see you.
Either one. Yeah.
Hi, boys.
Yeah.
How are we doing today?
Yeah. A little tardy wheel.
Yeah. Right? There's some stuff happening out there. We're fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always, I mean, life, right? 24 hours. You live your life, and there's no break from living. Like, even when you're asleep, like, you're asleep, it's great. Your dreams may haunt you, whatever. You wake up, and maybe I'm just in this space because I have a 2.5-year-old, but she's up, I'm up, and here we go. Like, the day starts at MC Mommy, and it's like, okay, here we go. That's the day. There's no more, like, for example, Steiny, your life, and I envy you. You golfed, and you had a chance to golf 19th hole, go to a domino tournament, or go home and just lay down. Yeah. You went home, you got about a 90-minute nap, and you woke up, and you thought, let's see, how many kids do I have in the house? Zero.
Wow.
It's 417. I've got squat to do.
Wow. I went to the Ballers, Oakland Ballers.
I saw that, yeah.
Oakland. Saturday.
Have you two been?
No.
I have not been.
Yeah,
yet.
We need to go.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. It's not good experience, I would say.
Okay.
No, it's phenomenal. And, like, I don't want to demean minor league sports with the phrase minor league sports, but you go between the Ballers, Oakland Roots, the Town FC, San Jose Giants, Bay FC, another soccer team, and the Bay Area Panthers, indoor football. There's a lot of quality sports entertainment that you can get for not that much money, right?
I wish there was a way to like ride this fence and have everybody accept it, especially with the sensitivity of the East Bay and then everything that's happened with these teams and all that stuff. I wish there was a way to do this. The Ballers is a great thing. Unless you ask yourself, is this going to replace Major League Sports? Man. No.
And it's so hard not to go there.
Don't kid yourselves. The answer's no, yet, .. It's a great thing. Like, as long as we look at it that way, I think everybody's okay. Hard to do that without getting people all mad, though.
Yeah, it is, but the other way to look at it is to look at the team that used to play in Oakland and realize that they have not been Major League Sports in a long time. And now this year they're having a better year.
Yeah. Are they?
I'm not talking about the standings.
I'm talking about the fact that their own players now working for them
and managers.
Sure.
Like the whole situation is a complete and total predictable joke.
They're fed up, Dibs. And, like, they're talking about it now.
And this is
a joke.
And miss me with the whole, well, it's temporary. Is it? I've never seen a team leave town before and they're like, I think we're leaving. We don't actually know what the hell we're doing in two years.
It hurts, man.
Nobody knows.
Right.
Crazy.
And that's my greater point about, like, the idea of that being a major league property that left town. It wasn't, and it wasn't for a long time.
Well,
the Coliseum was dilapidated.
Yeah, they made it that way. He made it that way, though.
Possums popping their head out in the press box.
But that was purposeful.
I know.
You know that.
No, I do know that. But my point is,
so it is a major league property.
I guess.
If somebody would just take care of it and run it. I mean, what did Steiny say about Sharp Park yesterday?
Yeah.
This is a beautiful property. This is a wonderful course. Without a little TLC, right? And then you really have something.
Of course.
You have something awesome. Same thing with the A's.
Mm. Right. There's a house in Lafayette that I drive
by. New
Orleans. There's a house in Lafayette I drive by that is about 600 square feet, and it could fall over at any minute. And it got sold about 2 years ago.
2.4?
No, but if you were going to be the person to buy that, it's sitting on about a quarter of an acre of just, like, weeds and, like, land that you could actually... Right. You take that house out, and you could, much like the Athletics we're discussing, if you were, I don't know, Joe Lacob, and you wanted to buy the team and go into Oakland and build an actual real stadium, then you could take that dilapidated house and turn it into a nice little McMansion and make it a thing again. So, same idea. Anyway.
Yeah.
Too much of me. Not enough guru.
No. I'm not Westbrook.
This is already my second helping of Steiny today.
Uh-oh.
We got to do a Zoom this morning. Steiny got to do a side-by-side Zoom with Matt Hagen with their logo, with the 95.7 The Game logo behind their heads. And so, therefore, you know when you do that on Zoom and it looks like the person is, like, appearing and reappearing and disappearing?
That's why he's got
to call
the shirt on.
Yeah.
What was it for?
Yeah. Zoom.
None of your business.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Now.
You'll find out.
Also, he's in it too?
You know that little abundant life journey y'all been on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to go on our journey. We're about to have our own journey.
Let me get this straight, Goo.
We're not losing weight.
Seriously, let me get this straight.
We're losing our inhibitions. That's what we're going to be doing.
I've been with you 8 years, but maybe I don't know you. It's okay for you and Dibs to team up and do Abundant Life, but I can't do something with Willard.
No, Batman and Robin, Dibs and I, I would tell you that. The fact that it was hush-hush, you told me this morning.
You didn't tell me Willard was in it. Listen, when the ink's dry, you'll be the first to know.
Well, you know what? Let's Hatfields and McCoys. Dibs and I didn't like how you guys supported us on Abundant Life at the end. Let's just say that. We'll leave it there. Man. They hated hate it at the end. Right? No, I mean, don't talk about that.
I hope we're not at the end. Dibs, I'll never forget it.
I hope we're not at the end, actually.
I'm going to stand on my business.
I need help.
With what?
I've been engaged, looking at Snotties and fresh hair, looking like a substitute teacher today. But on the TV to the left were the Giants, trying to avoid the sweep. Did I see second and third one out and a bunt attempt?
You sure did, and that was after second and third with nobody out.
What is going on in the world?
And they pinch hit with a 200 hitter, and they sent a 175 hitter up there, and he swung at the first pitch and popped up. This is the worst day of Bob Melvin's Giants career. As a manager.
Wow.
Today, I think.
Yeah.
I've never been this frustrated with Bob Melvin as I am today.
What is going on with the Giants?
Yeah, the Giants can't hit and whatever, news at 11. That's been true for 4 years. Bob Melvin, and in a way, this is me killing the messenger, because it's not Bob's fault that these guys suck at baseball, but they told on themselves today. First of all, fourth inning, you're already up 1-0.
Yes.
You have runners at first and second and nobody out. And here comes the triumvirate of Lamont Wade, Sam Huff, and Christian Koss.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So what do? Your first baseman steps up and sacrifice bunts in order to put ducks on the pond for Sam Huff. So when that blows up in their faces and they get no runs, the same group gets to do it again in the ninth. And what do when Sam Huff's going to come up? They send up a pinch hitter who's hitting 170 to the plate instead. And then when he pops up, here comes Christian Koss, and instead of letting him swing a bat, which is what major league hitters do, they have him square the bunt twice.
Yeah, I saw
twice, but not a squeeze. Listen, I'm a little league dad, and I know who bunts. It's the kids who can't hit.
Man.
Every single coach does the same thing. Coaches, you're telling on yourselves. The parents are in the stands. They know. We have no confidence in you. When the little kid who's got ninth bunts, they know what you're saying. They're saying you can't hit, and so get somebody who can.
Man.
You can't wait 2 months till July to do this. By the way, did you see who's starting at first base for Sacramento today?
Eldridge?
Marco Luciano.
Oh, he had a couple bombs last week.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So they know, but waiting time is over.
All right.
Lamont waiting time?
Over.
Man.
This was.
Thanks, Grandy. Welcome back. I got a story for that.
What a joke.
That is, you told on yourself. What a joke of an approach today.
Well, that was bad.
And what it was, and I mean, you guys may remember this. It's been a long time since we've seen it in the NFL, but Steiny, you remember the old quick kick? It'd be third and 33, and the quarterback would go from under center. He would drift back
and just punt it.
And basically what you're saying is, we've got no chance to pick this up, we want to catch you off guard. And that's kind of what the Giants were doing today. And I don't remember the last time I saw a quick kick, because now it's like throw it deep and hope that somebody commits a penalty and you get a first down.
Well, you guys should do yourselves a favor.
And?
Google Randall Cunningham quick kick.
Okay.
And I think you'll find that he kicked a 99-yarder.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It was absurd.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. He was my hero, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was Jordan.
No, Randall, too.
Yeah.
I had an arm. Randall.
It's 2025. You don't bunt.
I couldn't.
You don't bunt. What are you doing? We're bunting now? Now that we're bunting.
They wrote small ball to three tight ends.
We spent 6 years with no one at third base.
So the Warriors.
And they wouldn't bunt.
Did you hear the presser?
But now we're bunting.
I can't wait to hear his answer. Somebody's got to ask him, what was that? Twice, it sounds like.
No, he already had his presser. The only thing they announced is that Camilo Duvall is the closer now.
Because Rodriguez gave up a hit?
No, Ryan Walker.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I saw Rodriguez give up a hit.
Rodriguez was
awesome.
He's been
incredible.
He came within an inch of getting out of that thing. He's awesome.
Just throwing it by cat.
He's awesome. Maybe he should be the closer.
Man. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk. Righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Is it a disappointment from afar, Stani, you included, if I sit here and say Wilmer Flores, I feel like, is your best hitter? Nothing against Wilmer, but is that bad that he could get that title from me or any other fan watching from afar?
Yeah. I mean, I think Ramos.
It's Elliot Ramos.
Yeah, Ramos has been the best hitter. But yeah, did you get you probably won't remember this. I don't know why it sticks in my head, but a few years ago, Giants were on national TV on a Saturday in San Diego, and Eric Karros was the analyst.
Okay.
Wilmer Flores was batting third. And this was the year, I think it was either the 107 year or the year after. And he basically was like, look, this is a nice franchise, but Wilmer Flores can't be your third hitter. Like, that's not your third hitter. He's a good player, but he's not your third hitter. And somehow they've had three other people they wanted to be their third hitter this year, and it's ended up being Wilmer Flores again. So, yeah, no, that's not a good thing.
Well, they don't have a third hitter, right?
Well, they should.
Right. It'd be nice if they did.
And third hitter means something different than it used to. Like, Jung-Hoo Lee is batting cleanup. So, like, all the rules are different now, and I don't really even understand the strategy of this, that, or the other. But the fact that Willie Adames and Matt Chapman and Jung-Hoo Lee and all those guys, like, they want to do Wilmer Flores instead.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a great thing.
Now, speaking of Adames, have you guys heard this, Dibs? Willard, I'm sure you have. I was telling Stani, defensive run saves, -8 for Adames. That's worse than the league among shortstops.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's where, you know, you look at his hitting, and is he bringing his hitting woes into the field, or is it his fielding woes?
He's a passionate dude,
going
man.
To the plate.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult. At least, you know, Chapman had three hits today. He looked like he was kind of snapping out of it. And that's what makes today so frustrating. You scored three runs. And I say it with an exclamation point because that was kind of cool. They were up 3-0. Those are games when you are pitching in defense, those are games you absolutely have to win.
Well, I didn't see what happened, but it looked, did Chapman make a big error?
There
was only one error.
It should not have been an error. Okay. That's a very hard error.
See, what was
the situation?
No, it's a leadoff hitter, and it's a dribbler down the third baseline, essentially.
So nobody scored.
It's a play that he often makes.
Right.
But he didn't feel
runner
it cleanly.
Runner at first.
Really hard play.
Okay.
Runner at first. That's it. Next guy bats one into right field. Runner
like
goes to third. Then they got a walk.
Forward.
Then he gives up a line shot
double
to right
down the
field.
Line,
double.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah.
So is it still early? Because they're over 500.
Yeah, like they're not.
Even for Adames.
I mean, look, nothing's lost in the standings. I'm just frustrated at what we're watching. And do you know, May 16th is the last time they scored more than four runs.
Wow.
That's 2 weeks ago.
That's my son's birthday.
I think it's 11 games, something like that.
It's absurd. And so
24 runs over the last 11.
Damn.
So that's, 2.1 or whatever.
Yikes. They fell down 4-3, and Grandy texted our thread, and he's like, what are the chances that they score again? And
What'd you put the odds at?
I think at plus 15 billion is what I was going for.
I just lost track of all the zeros.
I just hit zeros until I was so pissed that I had to hit send.
Man.
And then.
But in the ninth.
And then in the eighth.
We got
the eighth, second and third, nobody out.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, they're going to need to score 5 to win this game, and they don't do that. So
I saw your odds and I thought, I'm going to put a buck down and see if the house will give me 15 billion.
And
but
now I'm a dollar richer.
Exactly. I owe you a buck because,
you have it.
It's funny because I was driving and so I eventually, got to a safe spot where I could look and I'm going through the thread and you put plus 1.5 and it's like 0.000000 and I couldn't even do the math. Hopefully next time you could put in a comma so I can figure out what that was. But the point was made.
I was too angry for punctuation.
Yep.
Yeah, we weren't doing that.
No, Dad.
Would have been a punctuation sensation.
But that's a buck.
Yeah.
And I owe you, that's $2 right, now I owe you.
We're even.
No, yeah. No doubt.
And I'm listening to Flim on the broadcast just over the weekend.
Thank you, Randy. Good to have you
and
back.
And you can feel that he's watching a team. He'll do the math when they don't get a hit and run into score position.
Oh.
And he's doing the math like, you know, if Dibs could have got a hit here, we have two runs. But it's like, and you can just feel it from the broadcast.
Everybody but Hunter Pence is ticked.
Wow, man.
That's it. Everybody except for Hunter. And that's because Hunter doesn't get ticked.
Right.
Hunter loves the approach they've got at the plate right now.
Wow. Mm. He loves.
And I love Hunter.
He's super positive.
I love Hunter Pence.
SP. Well,
my God.
We're in the freaking bank.
My God.
Yeah.
They look absurd right now.
I was watching on TV, and I think it was the fourth inning where they had two on and they didn't score. And as Flem's going to break, he says, two on, nobody out. Didn't score. Still 1-0. We'll be back.
That's it.
And it's like, yep, that's the tagline. Not nothing like this or whatever it is. It's 2-1, nobody out, didn't score. That's their real tagline this year.
Mm-hmm. And then it happened again.
Yep.
He was just giving you a preview of the 8th inning.
Totally.
He just didn't know it yet.
Steiny,
hi, Steiny.
We did a bad.
How you
I
doing?
Thought we had a good show, but we didn't touch on Clay's Game 6 Clay. We didn't mention it once. And we talked about it before this show.
I think we live in the past too much, quite frankly.
Well, it's the anniversary, though, man.
It's going to be the anniversary next year. And then the year after that. I mean, we've got to harp on it.
We forget how good he was.
Harp on it, but you can mention it.
When he was whole. Clay. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. So I got that.
I want to give the Twitter feed credit. Lucas, who was the Twitter feed that you sent us that asked that question? If you could grab any Warriors talk, any former Warrior.
Oh, I have
not,
mine.
Not named Kevin Durant.
Okay, I got like mine.
Any former Warrior to be Steph's running mate next year, who would it be?
I didn't know it was how to be Steph's running mate.
Well, like, you know, like to help Steph win another ring.
Former teammate, not former Warrior.
No, former Warrior. Wasn't
Chris
it former
Weber.
Warrior?
Chris Webber for
any
me.
Any former Warrior.
Oh, okay. Weber. I thought it was former teammate.
Yeah. Chris Webber. Yeah. Yep.
It's not a bad answer.
Chris Webber. I mean it.
Is it somebody that he's had to have played with already?
No.
No, just a former
Warrior. Not the way they asked it. Any any former Warrior who could be Steph's
Chris Webber
his help.
Give me Rick Barry.
Rick. Okay.
But
also not a bad answer.
I actually thought it was a guy who's been on the Warriors, and my answer was gonna be Bogut. Bogut in his prime on this team.
That's what I said to the thread.
You
I'm
and like, me,
Luke. You too.
No, look. I got the
now a Zoom call and now
right?
This is what's
look at
going
that. Simpatico, yeah. Huh?
No, it's a no-brainer.
Because he fits. He fits what they need. He fits perfect. What they need. He protects the rim. He's a good passer.
But are you mad at the Weber one I gave you?
No, not mad at it all.
Dibs, who you got?
It's easy. It's Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, I tell Stein.
Wilt Chamberlain.
When did
Wilt
you tell
the Stilt.
Remember I said you.
Then why'd you say Weber?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to say Wilt. When you said you had a name, I go, I bet it's Wilt.
Now I was wrong. Thinking yeah. about it in terms of former Steph teammates,
that's
and
what
I just
I was
checked
thinking.
The I checked the well, thread in the tweet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Apply. Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
For me, it's Iguodala. Like somebody who can defend and do all of the little factory things. But him and Clay, me, there's no bigger Iguodala fan in the station than me.
Iguodala and Jimmy Butler, for me, have too much overlap.
Dude, that, man.
They have too much overlap. They're not exactly the same, but too much. Like, I feel like they've already got enough of Iguodala and Jimmy Butler. Can somebody tall play for the Warriors next year? Are we allowed to do that?
Hi, this is Quentin Post.
We had Wiseman. Wiseman, Will.
You're listening to Willard and Dibbs.
This is James Wiseman.
No, not him. But someone. Yeah. Someone who's tall.
Like when you're watching these,
is
offs,
the entrance
man.
To yeah. Chase Center is the wall at 6'8"?
That's so funny.
We got like you can't get in.
Goofy.
Like where do the visiting players enter Chase Center?
Man,
is there a way?
That's all.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No doubt. I mean, I'm hopeful that tonight the your T-Wolves can actually win. Not because I want you to be happy. Yeah. I don't know Finchie either, but I don't want to get into a long period of no basketball.
No, I'm with you.
I'm enjoying these games. Tyrese Halliburton, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he was named in an unnamed anonymous poll among NBA players as the most overrated player in the association. Yeah. I mean, what a joke.
Well, you remember years ago when Curry got the only unanimous MVP, LA and BT did a thing where the players voted on their MVP and they gave it to Harden. And I thought that was jealousy.
Well, remember when the so-called brains of the franchise, Draymond Green and Steph Curry wanted Avery Bradley.
Oh, man.
And Myers told him to go pound sand. Players, you don't really know what you're talking about. We'll take Gary Payton second, thank you.
And we had a miscommunication.
Players don't know.
Yeah.
They're too invested in their friends.
But you try to include them, Stoney.
Who? Yeah, they were wrong.
Your stewards, so,
hey,
like Dre.
Steph and Dre, tell me who you want, because then we'll go in another direction.
So Halliburton, 32-15, 32-12-15, the best part, no turnovers.
No turnovers. No turns.
Stoney, this is how he thinks. Warriors had a chance at him, but he goes, 100 other teams missed. I said, I don't care. We missed. Is that valid now? I can say we missed on Halliburton.
Well, I don't think so.
LaMelo Ball.
Fine. Yeah, LaMelo Ball. Yeah, right. If you go back to Tyrese Halliburton's college career, I would dare any of you listening to go back in time and think, you know what? That guy is going to be, he might be the NBA Finals MVP. Right. And the Kings, well, they traded him.
And they messed up.
They wanted Sabonis. And Mark actually had a funny one yesterday where he's like, if it comes down to Pacers against the Thunder, it's the Paul George we traded you finals. Because the Pacers,
both teams are built on trading Paul George,
right? And the Pacers got Sabonis in that deal, and then they traded Sabonis and got Halliburton. So Paul George eventually became Halliburton.
I tell you why it's not fair, Goo. Which is what would you have said that night if the Warriors had drafted Halliburton at number 2?
I'd have been mad.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, that was not someone who was under consideration for the second pick. So if we want to go through history on all of the great players who your favorite team passed on, it's almost all of them.
Yeah, because the Kings can have Luke and Halliburton right now. Like, I'm just saying.
Where did the Warriors pick the year that Kawhi Leonard was drafted?
Boy, I got to imagine.
Did we have one of their earlier picks? I got to think we did, right?
So that would have been what?
I don't even know.
That was 2011.
Damn.
What was our pick that year?
I'm looking
that
at
was,
it right
that
now.
That was Mark Jackson.
2011, the Warriors selected Klay Thompson out of Washington State.
But we could have had Kawhi.
Right?
Hey, nothing there. Just, yeah.
Milwaukee, with the 10th pick, selected Jimmer Fredette. And they traded him to Sacramento.
Oh, my God.
You do you, Sacramento.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's Sacramento. You're so great. Sacramento. I mean, I don't even know if adorable, like, really brings it home.
It's pretty adorable.
Yeah, man.
They are the gift that keeps on giving if you want to, like, complain about your team. That's
for sure. Had some with Mike Brown.
One of Lo Neal's favorite names to say actually went in that draft as well. Number seven. Actually, Sacramento took this player and traded him to Charlotte.
Why can't I think of this guy?
Bismack Biyombo. Yeah, that was always one of Lowe's go-tos.
He had the worst hands, too.
Let me just do this before I go. 408. Avery Bradley versus GP2 was decided based on the salary. Get your facts straight, Steiny. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. It had nothing to do with salary. Had to do with your two big players really didn't know personnel.
Yeah. One of the Warriors' possible offseason targets also went in that 2011 draft.
Ooh.
Lopez?
Nikola Vucevic.
Oh,
went
man.
Number 16 to Philadelphia.
That's probably not the 7-footer the Warriors need.
The Warriors could have had Kobe.
That's just a polished Quentin Post.
Only Kobe had told every team, I'm
Kobe,
not.
Kobe, we got coming. Fuller, the lefty.
Todd Fuller.
All right.
Jeez. The Morris twins went back to back in that draft. I don't know if you remember that. Markeith and then Marcus. Yeah. Crazy.
They're all over TV now.
Steiny, you love this history stuff. You don't want to leave.
Steiny,
you golfing?
I got to record some stuff.
I bet you under 30.
Now he's bragging.
You know who else went in that draft? Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah. What number?
Number 30.
Wow.
Warriors could have had Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Chokers.
I want to say Halliburton. Klay Thompson. There were questions about his athleticism.
Oh, my God.
Still are.
And upside, and clearly they didn't like his shot.
Steiny says he's a superstar. I said he's a star. Halliburton right now. Like, I need a little more.
Of
course you
I'm just laughing because of
But LaMelo Ball's a superstar.
The facial expressions. You're so exhausted by this hour. I find this man to be so engaging. Why are you so exhausted at this hour every day?
We had Fitz on, Willard, and he called me AC Catwin. That's my OJ. AC. I'm loyal to you.
I mean, he's just a ball of energy. Like
your greatest strength, sometimes your greatest weakness. Yeah.
For the love 95 of God. 7,
the game. I've got some weaknesses. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
So what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.